This program is brought to you by BibleWayMedia.org, overseen by the Ooligah Church of Christ in Ooligah, Oklahoma. You're listening to The Christian Gentleman with Roy Knight.
Hello, my name is Roy Knight for The Christian Gentleman. I don't live far from the church building, probably about 5 miles or so. This morning, it struck me passing under the interstate about how many signs there really are. There are signs that point the way to Florence. There are signs that point the way to Savannah. Others tell me what lane to get into and how fast or slow to go. There are other signs that point me to restaurants, gas stations. There are billboard signs. These signs are directing me to a certain place or beckoning me to come to a particular establishment. Signs are important. I'm glad that we have most of them. If not, there would be a lot of frustration about how to get to places. Unfortunately, there are those who see signs when there are really no signs to be seen. Take, for instance, the coronavirus. I've heard people say that the coronavirus is one of the end-time signs. After all, the Bible mentions disease, and therefore the virus is a sign of the second coming of Christ. Then people look at the financial instability of the world and the rumors of a recession or even a depression. And then people think that they heard something in the Bible about nations rising and falling, and therefore this must be a sign of the second coming. If that were not enough, we have killer hornets in Washington State. Then people start thinking, wasn't there something in the book of Revelation about stings or stingers or something like that? And people start thinking, well, this must certainly be one of the signs of the second coming of Christ. All such speculation runs contrary to what the Bible plainly teaches. What does the Bible say about the second coming of Jesus? Will there be signs galore or what? Here's what the Bible says about the signs that will precede his coming. Jesus himself says of his own second coming in Matthew chapter 24 and verse 36. He says this, "Of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days before the flood they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark and did not know until the flood came and took them all away, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be." Jesus goes on to say in verses 42 through 44, "Watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming in an hour you do not expect." He would go on to say in Matthew chapter 25 and verse 13, "Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming." This is pretty plain to me, that no signs will precede his coming. If that were not enough, the Apostle Paul said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 1 and 2, "But concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write to you, for you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night." Again, the Apostle Peter said this in 2 Peter chapter 3 and in verse 10, "But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night." Folks who want to whip others up into a frenzy, screaming about signs to come, have no idea what they're talking about. Why would people want to live their lives splashing in the pool of speculation and hearsay instead of resting upon the plain word of God? I will certainly never know. People who need to have a sign to get them ready for the Lord will probably not make it to heaven anyway. Well, that's pretty harsh, some would say. Why would I say that? because their mindset is that I want to do what I want to do, and whenever I think he's coming, then I'm going to get ready. Such willingly live their lives in a state of rebellion each and every day. They think, well, whenever he's about to come, I'll straighten up and fly right. They then expect to be taken straight up to heaven. We need to pinch ourselves and remember that God is not a fool. That is why that he said that he would come as a thief in the night to sift out those who are sincere about their faith and those who are not. My friend, there will be no signs before his coming. Therefore, let us be ready today. Let us truly give our lives to him today. Why not obey today? Why not be a Christian today? How can I do that? By believing on the Lord, by repenting of my sins, by confessing the name of Jesus as my Lord and Savior, and then by being immersed in water for the remission of my sins, Acts chapter 2 and verse 38. If you would like help in this process, why not contact my friends at the Ulaga Church of Christ, and they will be glad to assist you. That's all I have for right now. And what does the Lord require of you? But to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. May the Lord bless you as you seek to do his will, and I will see you next time on The Christian Gentleman.
Thank you for listening today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Byway Media by visiting us at bywaymedia.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And we encourage you to please share this program, to like it on social media. Thank you for being with us today.